Good morning. The Mishnah tells us, Menachos Parakimo Mishnah Dalad Nitmu Shiareha. What happens if the leftover parts, after one separates the komets, what if the leftover parts of the mincha get become tame, ocean isifru shiareha, or they get burned, oavdu shiareha, or the rest of it gets lost before you have the chance to take the komets and put it on the mizbeach? So kamidas Rabbi Eliezer kishera. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds a Masechta Psachim, when it comes to a korban, an animal korban, where we also have a split between the dam that gets put on the mizbeach, which would be similar to the komets, and the flesh, which would be similar to the leftover part of the flour. So over there, Rabbi Eliezer holds that if there's no flesh but there's blood, the korban is still acceptable. So too over here, he says kishera. Ukamidas Rabbi Yeshua, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, Misachta Psachim says that what? That when we have an animal korban, if there's no leftover meat, there's no need to sprinkle the blood, the korban's no good. So here too he says, Psula, you can't bring the komets because there's nothing left over. Now we happen to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua in this situation. However, if we lose some of it, then Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that you could bring the komets. Shalobi klisharis, but what happens if he didn't put the komets into a klisharis before he was machter it? In such a situation, psula, the mincha is no good. Rabbi Shimon says it is okay. Why? Because he says the komets doesn't have to be put in the klisharis. However, if he didn't put everything else in the klisharis, then of course even Rabbi Shimon would say it's no good. Hikter kumtza pa'amayim. What happens if the komets breaks apart into two halves, right? And he winds up bringing it in two parts. Ksheira, the mincha is okay. Because, of course, you need to have a kazayas at each piece, right? And here we're assuming that there is at least a kazayas in each and every piece. The Mishnah continues, HaKomets miyuto me'ake v'srubo. When we start talking about the komets, the small amount, in other words, if you have a small piece of the komets that's no good, so then it winds up ruining the larger piece. After all, the Torah's language is melo kumtso, right? That it has to be complete. Ha'isaron, when we talk about a mincha that needs to have an isaron, a flour, miuto makivis rubo, we also say the miut is going to hold up the majority. And if therefore, if it's less than the full amount, because the amount makes a difference, that is also going to hold things up. Hayayin, when we start talking about the wine that gets used to for the nesachim, we talk about chatzi ahin lapar, shlishis ahin la'ayil, revias ahin la'keves. So in these cases also, since the Torah gives us a size, we can't say rubo kakulo, the majority is like having the whole thing. And so therefore, miyuto me'ake visrubo, this smaller amount will hold up the larger amount. Hashemen miyuto me'ake visrubo, the same is true for oil. And asolos v'hashemen me'akvin ze'eze. When it comes to the flour and the oil in a karban, they also hold one another up, because if he leaves one of them out, the mincha is no good. Finally, the Mishnah says, hakometz v'alavona me'akvin ze'eze. Since you can't have a kosher carbon mincha until you bring both of them, therefore, if you have komets and lavona, and you leave out one of them, it too would ruin the carbon. Okay, we'll stop here, and Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow morning.